Blog Talk Radio.
Father in heaven, have mercy on the world.
on the many who are unfortunate, who suffer from widespread evil around them. Remember them, Lord. Have mercy on us through the strong and mighty Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let's bring on Pastor Leroy and see what he has to say for us tonight. Pastor Leroy, you are on the air.
Good evening, Pastor Ken, and good evening to Tony F. if he's listening. Let me say this, man. I want to apologize for not being on the show last night. I really wanted to be a part of it. I love Christmas, and I listened to some of your show earlier today. I couldn't listen to all of it. I heard some funky calls calling in. But Merry Christmas to you, Pastor Ken, and to Tony F. if he's listening tonight. Merry Christmas to him. Last night.
All right, Merry Christmas to you. Okay, I hope your Christmas will be bright and cheery.
I appreciate that, my brother Pastor. Let me say this, man. It's been a very busy week for Pastor Leroy Jackson. But let me say this. Hold on, what? Watch it, man. So good. Couple things. First off, I want to say, I want to thank Pastor Kent, Pastor Kent Hopper, and I have become a team starting this Sunday night on Pastor Kent's show. It is going to be hosted by me, and Pastor Kent will be my co-host as I have his password and all his information to his account on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to say thanks to Pastor Kent for trusting me, man, for being a part of me. Him and I have grown pretty close the last few weeks, and I want to thank him for making me the official co-host of his show starting this Sunday. Now, Friday night, when Pastor Kent comes back on, I'm going to be on there. We had some issues with the Hugs for Harlem show, man, and I told Pastor Kent this. The main narrator on our show, man, came down with COVID. A few days ago, and it's gotten worse, and it has all of us got it. I even have it. It's the second time I have COVID. I have COVID tonight, and I don't know if my Hugs for Harlem crew are going to be able to be on Pastor Kent's show this coming weekend. I think it's scheduled for Sunday. Excuse me, but I don't know if that's going to happen. So I just want to let everybody out there know. I know a lot of my parishioners are listening tonight, and I want you to know that it may not be happening due to the Hugs for Harlem COVID situation that happened with us over the weekend. However, is Tony F.
Here?
I'd like to say hi to him. How about Tony F.? Is he on? I'd like to say hi to Tony F.
No, he's not on. He's listening to the Tony Gaga show tonight.
You listen to Tony Gaga show? What's that? Oh, you mean that fat guy?
Yeah, that fat Italian guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't listen to that show no more, man. I cussed him out like 3-4 months ago, man. Told him to stick his show up his ass. I'm not into that kind of stuff, man. He does all this weird stuff. He talks real weird, and that's not my thing, man. That's not what I'm into.
It's been all about butt sex tonight anyway.
Yeah, it seems like you and him are in some kind of war, man. What's going on there?
Oh, no, we're not in no war, okay? No, I could give a shit less, okay, what happens with Tony Gaga's show, okay? It's the war I'm having is with Pastor Veal, okay, doing GRM2. Okay, that's the war I'm having, okay, because he can't be original and start up his own ministry with his own name he can come up with. He's got to use mine.
You know, I'm actually surprised about that because Pastor Veal was part of our foursome for many, many weeks, man, and then he just went on his own. Look, I got nothing negative to say about Pastor Veal. I mean, him and I have always got along. I guess he's moving on to his own show. Now, should he use the GRM name? Absolutely not, man. But you know what? I can't control that. I don't really talk to Pastor Veal. I don't really know him outside of being on the radio with him. I know Pastor Kent I know his number. I know how to reach Pastor Ken anytime I can. But I don't know much about Pastor Veal. So I can't reach him.
I don't agree
with what he's doing. But, you know, he's got to do his own thing. And I'm not going to say anything negative about him because, again, him and I have always been kind of cool. And I think he's very insightful with the Word of God. And I think he's pretty cool. But I don't appreciate him using your initials, GRM, for his show. I've never personally been on his show. I've heard about it. I listened to one episode. It was okay. But apparently, from what I'm understanding from the emails I'm getting, that he actually has higher ratings than you. I don't know how that's possible.
No, he doesn't have higher ratings. Blog Talk doesn't put out the ratings until January. So he doesn't know anything about ratings, okay? He won't know the ratings of his show until January comes along for December.
Well, I'm kind of curious. Now, I've been on your show for since, like, the summer, man. How have your ratings been since I've been on? Are they up? Are they down? Am I ruining the show?
They've been good, Pastor Leroy. Okay, I've got to say that. They have been good. Okay? A lot of people like you. Okay? They respect you. Okay? And that's good for the show.
Well, that's good. And I know Pastor Kent. Pastor Kent and I talked off the air for a while on the phone. And Pastor Kent told me that since I came on his show, man, his ratings have quadrupled, man. And that's why he wanted to make me the co-host. And I'm not on here to try and overtake anybody, man. I love your show. You're the host of the show, Pastor Ken. You've always been a host of the show. But I do appreciate you giving me a forum here, man, for people here in the Bronx. You know, we are like the stepchildren of the United States of America. And I love America, and we all do here, man. But we're like the stepchildren because we're in a poor neighborhood. But you know what? I've taken care of these poor people for many years, man. And I will be here for them until the day I die. I
Amen.
Won't move away.
Amen.
I could have moved away. I have a lot more money than most of the people here do. But however, I want to say one thing, man. Here's what happened. The reason why I wasn't on your show last night. And this is going to be some bad news for me. But I'm going to need you, Pastor Kent, to stick with me, man. Because it's an amazing that I wanted to say earlier, but I wanted to be positive before I went negative. But now I'm going to be negative. I received a call from the owner of my church yesterday.
Okay.
That he was going to sell my church. He was going to sell it to somebody outside the area. And I said, come on, man. Why would you do that, man? You've owned this church for over 20 years. I've been with this church for 31 years, man. Okay, he's been the owner of this church since then. He got some kind of an offer, and I got the guy's name here. Hold on. He got that man. Oh, no, man. I got it. His name is Benjamin Fontaine, apparently, and he bought my church out, man. I don't know who this guy is. I never heard of him in my life. And he bought the church, and before I knew it, the owner was gone. He called a meeting last night, the new owner. I never knew who he was, man. He called a meeting last night to introduce himself. Guy looked like a combination of Don King and Prince. He showed up with a bunch of black men, which is cool. I ain't got no problem with him being a black man, and he is a black man. But I couldn't figure out why he wanted to buy my church. But he said he was going to keep me on as head pastor, which is great. But I don't know who this guy is. I don't know where he came from. Apparently, he offered double the price of what the church is worth, man. And I don't like that.
He's from Louisiana.
I'm sorry?
He's from Louisiana.
Well, I'm not sure where he's from, man. All I know is that he bought my church.
Wow.
So I don't know who
he is.
And I'm very disappointed, but he kept me on as head pastor. But have you ever heard of this man? I mean, I don't know.
I've heard of him.
Your show.
I've heard of Benjamin Buford Fontaine. Yes, I have. I have heard of him.
No,
he's not a very good man.
No, his name's not Benjamin Buford Fontaine. Hold on, I got the paper. Benjamin Fontaine.
Yeah, well, that's Benjamin Buford Fontaine III. Yes, that's him.
Well, how do you know?
I just know him from Discord.
Okay, well, as of last night, that's the reason why I wasn't on your show last night. As of last night, he officially owns my church. But let me say this, man. It's okay. He seems like a nice guy. I'm not saying anything negative. I was just shocked. I was very shocked when I saw he sold the church for double what it's worth. And I don't understand why this man would come in and buy it. It's an old church here, man. This church was built back in the 1800s, man. This was built,
wow,
I think, in 1896. It was originally a white man's church until the black people took over here in the Bronx in the late 1930s. Then it became a black church. Now it's a Christian church, and now it's owned by somebody who paid double the amount that it's worth for a building that's over 130 years old. That needs a lot of work, man. We got a leaked ceiling. We got all kinds of problems, man. The windows are not that. The insulation in the windows are not good. It gets very cold in here. In fact, I was in there earlier this evening picking up a couple of Bibles. And it was like 20 degrees in there, man.
Wow.
Because the insulation is horrible. So here's a man who comes in and pays double what it's worth. I mean, God bless
him. Well, maybe he'll do some fixing up in the church.
He's saving the church. I have to give him that. The man is saving the church. But if you know who he is, if he's a good man or a bad man, you got to tell me, man, because I don't want... Look, this is my whole life here, man.
He's a very, very bad man.
I'm going to be 60 years old in 8 months, man. In 8 months.
Well, he's a very bad man, Pastor Leroy. You got to watch yourself around him. Okay, you got to watch yourself around him. And he's quick to fire people.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on, man. How do you know this?
Because I just know it, okay? He says he's a godly man, but he does nothing but lie.
Well, my whole thing was, and he did let two of our pastors go. One of them's been here for 20 years, 20-plus years, and he let, like 22 years, and he let him go. And I was very disappointed, but he said, and he talks really weird, man. He talks like a high. You know who he sounds like? Do you remember the show Foghorn Leghorn?
Yeah, that sounds just like Foghorn Leghorn. Yep.
Yeah, okay, that's how he sounded, man. And I thought, wait a minute. I remember this when I was a kid, man. I used to watch that on the Bugs Bunny and the Roadrunner Hour when I was a kid, man.
Yep.
And all of a sudden,
yep,
this guy comes on here sounding just like.
Yep, he sure does. Sounds just like Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah,
sure does.
I was like, who is this guy? And he said he was taking over the church. He called me into his office. He said, look, we're going to keep you on as head pastor, but watch your back. And I said, well, yeah, I know you're a fellow brother, man. I appreciate that. But what do you mean watch my back? He said, watch what you talk about.
Okay.
And I said, well, hold on. I said, wait a minute. What are you talking about, man? What do you mean watch what I – nobody tells me to watch what I talk about or watch what I preach. And he said to me, I know you're on Pastor Kent's show. I said, yeah, I'm the co-host of Pastor Ken's show. He says, I love that show and I listen to it all the time. But be careful. Be careful what you mention, man. Or you may never be on that show again. And that's what he said about you and this show, too. But I got to tell everybody out there, man, what's going on. I'm not going to say anything negative about this man because I don't know him. You say he's a strikester. You say he's a liar. I don't know. I'm going to give him time and see where this goes, man. It's a Christmas season. It's a Christmas season.
I know. I'm just telling you to be careful around him. Okay, don't trust him. Okay, don't trust him.
Well, we got a lot of great sermons going on the next 3 days towards Christmas. And then, of course, Christmas Eve night, I'll be here at midnight doing a sermon for 2 hours. The place is going to be packed, man. And then Christmas Day, I will be here at 10 a.m. doing my sermon in front of probably close to 1,000 people here, man.
Wow. That's a big turnout.
It's a big turnout every year, man. They love Christmas here in the Bronx. There's only 3 or 4 major churches here. And I got to tell you, man, I hope. Now, what you're telling me, man, has me very concerned. But I'm not going to say nothing until I find out what this man is all about. Maybe,
all right. Okay.
If you
Dude,
think
I'm just saying,
man, maybe he's turned it around. Maybe he's come to God. And I pray to God he has. Because if he doesn't, man, it could ruin my career, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, be careful around him. Okay, don't trust everything he says. Okay, take what he says with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at a copy of the contract. But, okay, so it does say Benjamin B. Fontaine.
Yeah, Benjamin Buford Fontaine.
No, it just says B. I didn't know that. Okay, so I apologize, man. I apologize. I didn't see that B on there. Okay, so it's probably the guy you know.
Pastor Ken,
do you have any Christmas music to listen to, man? I love when you play maybe 10 minutes of Christmas music, see if you get any callers.
I didn't get any callers as of yet, but I will play some Christmas music.
Yeah, how about some Mariah Carey, man? All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh. Okay, I can play that.
Yeah, I love that song, man. She's a babe. I'd love to bang her, man, if I wasn't so old.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll play All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey.
Oh, Thank you.
Someone in the chat room we need to talk to, man.
Oh, really? Okay.
It looks like Tony. It looks like, from what I'm understanding, somebody's telling me that Tony Talk is actually in your chat room, man.
Yeah, he is. He is. Yeah. Tony Talk is in the chat room. He sure is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
let me read on 909. We got a call from 909. Okay. 909, you are on the air.
Hello, hello there, Pastor Fishman. This is Morgan Fishman. How you doing?
Great. How you doing, Morgan?
I'm doing okay. I see that we have an elf named Tony in the chat room.
Yes, we do. We got an elf named Tony in the chat. No, he just left, Morgan. He was in there, but he left.
Oh, he arrived. Let me tell you, this reminds me of a story. A story of a reindeer called Tony, the fat-ass reindeer. And everybody made fun of him, but Tony came back. Tony lost all the weight and gave all the fat to Santa Claus. Tony was made out of Reese's Pieces and vines. And did you know that once upon a time, he dropped a dime? And he asked, what happened to my old, old Agatha? And he said, Agatha, I don't like you no more.
Get out of here!
And that's the end of the story.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I didn't know what was going on with Agatha. I was listening to the Tony Talk show at the beginning and kind of towards the middle, okay, but then I had to leave to do my show, so I didn't hear the ending, okay? Did you listen to the ending of the show?
You missed the good stuff there, Pastor Ken. You missed the good stuff there. You missed the
good stuff. Oh, what happened?
He played Kenny, the red-ass reindeer. He played Jingle Ball's F-word. And he played many more.
Okay. Well,
it was a good show.
Good for Tony. I'm glad his show went well. Okay. Like I said, I don't wish the man any ill feelings. Okay. He's been on the radio not as long as me. Okay, but that's okay.
But he is the king of Block Talk.
Supposedly.
Like I am the king of my cock.
You're the king of the what?
Yes.
I didn't catch the last part of it. You're the king of what?
Yes, correct.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, as long as you're the king of something. Amen. Alrighty. Well, let's see.
Pastor
yeah,
Ken,
Pastor Leroy.
Is your other half on there, Tony? How about Tony? Tony Farrar, are you on there, man?
Hopefully he'll come on the air, okay? Tony, if you're listening, okay, come on the air. Pastor Leroy wants to say something. I know he's in the chat room. Okay, he's listening.
Well, doesn't he like me because I'm a black man? What's up with that, man?
No. He likes you, Pastor Leroy. He has no ill feelings towards you.
There's two black men on the show tonight. This is Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Oh.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman.
Well, Morgan Freeman. Do you got a new movie coming out or anything happening?
It's on the hush, but I'm coming up with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, really?
It's on the hush.
Will it be out
Black
soon?
Adam. Black Adam.
Black Adam.
Coming out next year.
Oh, right. Happy holidays, y'all.
Tony Frost.
That would be me.
Tony, look, man, I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas, man. That's what
Merry
I
Christmas
to
you.
On.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
I want to apologize for not being on the Christmas show last night. Takeover of my church, which I mentioned on Pastor Ken Show earlier, by a Benjamin Fontaine who took over my church.
Oh.
And you might have missed all that because you were listening to that fat Italian Dago dumb shit.
What?
Tony Gaga. Who I don't like and never did like. You know why I don't like him? Let me tell you why I don't like him. You know why I don't like him? Because he don't like black people. Because he rules me out, man. I tell it like it is, and he don't like black people. He's all about, I don't like black people. I'm not going to have black people on my show. Well, guess what, Tony? Gaga, you fat Dago piece of dog shit. I don't care if I ever come on the show again, and I don't want you on my show. But what happened, Tony Farrar, you're going to have to listen earlier, man. What happened was my church was taken over by Benjamin Buford Fontaine. He showed up and took over my church, man. He went by the name of Benjamin Fontaine with no Buford in it, but your other half told me that he's a bad man, and he took over my church, man, last night, and I had to go to a meeting about that.
Did he show up in his rooster costume?
No, he was well-dressed, man. He just was, he was very, It seemed like to me like this man had to have it his way or no way. It was either his way or the highway. And he released two pastors from my church, and then he made me head pastor.
Oh, that was kind of him.
You know, when he called me into his office, he said, look, man, if you're not going to do what I say, then you're going to be hitting the pipe, man. And I told Ken that earlier tonight. So it's not been a good day for me. I'm not happy about this takeover. And I wanted to tell you about it and Pastor Ken about it.
Well, you got to be careful with that, man. You got to be careful. Yep. Yep. Because what you said is true. I mean, it's his way or the highway.
Well, what is Tony F.'s opinion on this?
Oh, I don't even think he exists, so. I think he sounds like Foghorn Leghorn from the old Looney Tunes commercials. I mean, cartoons. That's
well,
my personal
said,
opinion
well,
on the
I
person.
I told Pastor Ken that earlier. I said, Pastor Ken,
mm-hmm.
he was here. I'm telling you, the man was here, man. This is no crap. He was at my church, and he sound, and I told Pastor Ken, you got to listen to the first 30 minutes of the show, man. Because I told Pastor Ken he sounded like some guy I listened to in the Looney Tunes cartoons, man.
Yeah, he sure does.
Yep. He sure does. Yep. And he's definitely Looney Tunes.
Okay, well, happy holidays to all. Happy holidays, Pastor Leroy. But I'm going to go back to what I was doing, listening to the show and watching TV.
But wait,
bye,
man.
Guys.
Hold on, man. Hold on, Tony F. Hold on. Are you doing that because
he already left? He left already.
Damn.
Yeah.
You got any fun calls?
Well, we got callers, but they have not pressed the 1 key as of yet. Okay?
Well, pray.
So, yeah, I guess they're just listening to the show.
Yeah, if you want to come on air here with Pastor Ken and Pastor Leroy, press the damn 1 key, man. How hard is it to do that? Just hit number 1 on your phone. Are you retarded, man, or what?
Yeah, and don't forget Morgan Freeman. We got Morgan Freeman with us, too. Okay? Okay, very,
yeah.
Very, very popular, a very, very great actor. Okay, Morgan Freeman, it's a pleasure to have you on the radio. Now everybody's pressing the 1 key. Let's see what we got here. Let's bring out 111. Oh, okay, it's nonsense caller. 111. Okay. Another 111 caller. You're on here.
Okay, man.
Pathetic. Okay, whatever. Okay, that was it for the callers. Okay, it was all echo callers.
Well, let me ask you something, Pastor Ken. Between you and me, man, you know, I've known you a while. What happened here, man? Why has your show dropped off the charts? I don't understand it, man. I don't come into the chat rooms. I don't do any of that stuff. So maybe you can fill me in. Please, honestly, just be honest, man.
I really don't know. I mean, I had some boycott go on from Discord because of Tony. Okay, he's saying something about Joshua Higgins. Okay? Okay, and I guess they're still boycotting, I guess. So I really don't know. So I thought I ended that boycott by apologizing. Okay, that Tony F said something that was not appropriate. Okay, to be said, and but evidently.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Wait, I forgot there. I'm backwards. I've got the earphone in. I just want to say something real quick about that. You know, they boycotted Ken's show because I said something about Joshua Higgins. Well, tonight's Tony's show, Joshua Higgins was mentioned several times about having orgies. I thought he was dead. So how could he be at an orgy?
No, it was really bad.
Nonetheless, they were talking bad about him. They were talking about him doing Tony up the butt with a candy cane thing and all this other stuff. Was kind of vulgar.
Yeah, I guess it was.
So how sad that they talk about the dead and it's okay, but nobody else can. Terrible, terrible hypocrisy. Goodbye again.
All right. Yeah, we got another call here from 111. Okay, goodbye. That was enough of that. Okay. Well, anyway, so that's what's going on about Joshua Higgins. They were talking bad about him on the Tony Talk show that he was in orgies. Yeah. Okay, so But I guess it's allowed because it was comedy.
Well, I don't understand the whole Joshua Higgins thing. I think it's very disappointing that he passed away at such a young age. He was a great talent. He hosted the Clay Douglas post show for a couple of weeks before Clay had a stroke. And I'm very sad that he passed away. He was a good man, and he was a great speaker.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
I also knew Joshua Higgins. He was my accountant for many years. A wealthy man. Wealthy, wealthy man. In million-dollar apartments. And he was a good man. He will be missed.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He was up there in New York City. I believe in one of the nice apartments, I guess off of 42nd Street, okay, overlooking Times Square, okay, supposedly a nice view and everything. Yep. Well, anyway, any more callers, if you're out there and you want to come on the air, press the one key and you can talk with Pastor Leroy, Morgan Freeman, and myself.
Yeah, call
okay.
Man.
Oh, we got a 111 caller. Let's take it and see what we got. 111, you're on the air.
Ken, I don't want you to end your show, man, because I love your show. Why don't you put, like, 10 minutes of Christmas music and see if anybody else shows up, man?
Okay, we'll do. We'll do. We'll play some Christmas music here. Okay? Here we go.
Thank you.
Mr. Ken. Jackson, I love the Jackson 5, and I love the song, but Pastor Ken, you got to come on here, man.
Jackson 5, and we all know who the main guy was in the Jackson 5, okay, and that was Michael. Amen. Did you like that, Pastor Roy?
Yeah, I like that a lot, man. Do you got any callers, man? I'm getting a lot of emails that you got some callers you're not picking up, man.
I just got one caller, a 111 caller. That's it. I got some others that's been on hold. Now they're pressing the one key. Let me see who we got here. 111. You're on here.
Pastor Kent, you know who this is?
Yeah. What's up?
My show is better than yours.
So? Like I care.
Your show stinks and you're fried.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. And your show is all about butt sex.
At least it's about butt sex, not about talking about the dead.
Yeah, you were talking about the dead tonight. You were talking about Joshua Higgins in a man pile.
I wasn't talking about Joshua Higgins. It was the callers.
Yeah, but you allowed it.
Just like you allowed Tony sad about Joshua Higgins.
Well, you allowed them to talk bad about Joshua Higgins on your show.
Higgins was my friend. You know.
Yeah, he was mine too.
Higgins started my show with Blog Talk.
Yeah. I know. He was on my show for many, many, many years.
Well, at least my show has callers. Your show has not callers.
I've got callers. They just haven't pressed the one key yet. They're listening to the show.
Afraid what Tony might say about Joshua.
Well, that's over and done with. Okay, we ain't talking about that anymore. Okay, we're talking about your show tonight with using Joshua's name.
Well, at least I had a show.
Well, I know you had a show, and it sucked.
My show's better.
Yeah, it's not. It sucks. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows your show sucked tonight.
I'm the king of block talk.
Yes, yeah, so you think.
I got more viewers. I got more callers. I got more fans.
Well, that's great. I'm proud of you. What do you want, a wooden nickel?
What? Would you like a candy cane dildo?
No, but you like candy cane shoved up your ass.
I think you love candy cane shoved your ass.
No, come on. Don't copy me, Uncle T. You're the one that gets candy canes shoved up your ass, okay, and then you eat them.
No! Oh, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. I would never, never eat anything like that. You shit.
Oh, that's not what I heard. I heard you eat about just about anything, you fat fuck.
Oh, at least I'm fat. At least I'm fat and not a reindeer with a red ass.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, how come you look like freaking Rudolph with your red nose up people's ass?
Well, how do you look like a fucking, like a fucking...
Yeah, whatever, you gotta yell something so nobody can understand what you're saying? You think you're fantastic? Well, you're nothing but a piece of shit there, Tony Talk.
I'm the best host of the East Coast.
Yeah, you say so. Okay, I'm the host with the most. Okay, and everybody knows that.
Well, you're the host that takes a lot of hosts up the cooler.
Oh, that's what you were talking about tonight. Getting butt fucked, okay, sucking dick, okay, on your show, okay?
You're the expert at sucking dick.
And I understand. Hey, you know what, Tony, listen here. I understand that all you wanted for Christmas.
Why do you call yourself a pastor? Why do you call yourself a pastor when you suck dicks?
Because I can't. But let me tell you something. Tony. Okay, you said all you wanted for Christmas was for me to butt fuck you.
I would never let you butt fuck me. I would never let you
do that. Oh, that's not what you were telling everybody, that you wanted me to butt fuck you. That's okay. Okay? But I wouldn't do it because, okay, first of all, your ass is so large, okay, it's a target for a tank.
You're the gay guy that talks about blowing, and your boyfriend was talking about Jesus being a homosexual.
Well, okay, possibly he could have been. You never know.
He was not a homosexual. He was a son of God, you damn motherfucker.
Okay. Well, anyway, goodbye to you, fake Tony. Okay, and have a
great Christmas.
Yeah, have a great Christmas, you dumbass. Yeah, you can't even be the real Tony that calls in. You gotta be a fake one. Everybody knows, okay, Tony talks high, but he doesn't talk that high. Okay, so take your fake fraud ass off my radio. Goodbye. Okay, and the Tony Faker, okay? Yeah, okay, you know that wasn't Tony Talk, Bachelor, right?
Yeah, that sounded like a definite replacement, but you know what? If the real Tony is out there listening tonight, man, let me say this to you, real Tony. I called into your show many times, man. I'm Pastor Leroy Jackson from the Bronx, man, and I am a celebrity here on Manhattan Island. I have over 10,000 people listening to the Hunt for Holiday show, which unfortunately is going to be off the air for the next couple of weeks. We got three of our members that have COVID, and I came down with COVID myself. So I'm stuck at home for the next 10 days. But let me say this, man. Tony, talk. The real Tony, talk. If you're out there, man, I think you're nothing but a fat, Diego chicken shit who won't call into the show. And if you do call into the show, I'll give you a piece of my mind. If you are a man, if you're truly a man and will call into the show, which I don't think you'll do because you're nothing but a fat Diego. Come on, man. Call in and defend yourself, man. That's what I want you to do.
What I'm doing is I'm messaging Uncle T right now and told him the real Tony is a chicken shit to call in, okay? Okay, he won't call in because he's a chicken shit.
Yeah, I agree, man. I was on his show a couple times, and because I spoke the truth about who he was, he hung up on me.
He doesn't like the truth. That's the problem. Okay?
Yeah, that's the problem.
You know, you're saying the truth hurts?
Yeah, exactly. Because he's a chicken shit, fat, Diego, spaghetti-eating, ragu-smelling piece of dog shit. And call in here, man. I beg you to call in. Let's go, Tony.
Oh, we got one more caller. Maybe it's Uncle Tony. We'll see if it's Uncle Tony or if not another fake one. Let's see. 111, you're on the air. Oh, fake Pastor Ken. That's old news. Okay? Get a life.
No, you didn't actually think the real Tony was going to call in here. Because the real Tony is nothing but a fat, Diego, ragu-eating piece of dog shit, man. Call in here, Tony. Come on, man. I dare you to call in and go one-on-one with me, Pastor Leroy Jackson from the Bronx, man.
Okay, hold on. We might have Uncle Tony now. Let's see. One-on-one. You're on the air.
Jimmy Pilkington.
Yeah, whatever. You're not Jimmy Pilkington. Jimmy Pilkington is dead. Goodbye. Okay, we got another 111 caller. Okay, let's see who we got. 111, you're on the air. Thank Pastor Ken again. 111, you're on the air.
Jimmy Pilkington, yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, this is Buford Fontaine the turd. Okay, we got a 0111. 111, you're on the air.
Rosemary Barrow.
Yeah, okay. Another 111 caller, you're on the air.
Jimmy Pilkington.
Yes, Jimmy Pilkington, yes, he's dead. 111, you're on the air.
Listen to the hair. And now, you know who this person is.
It's not Benjamin Buford Fontaine.
No, this is Frank Fontaine. Ask me again, and I'll tell you the same.
Okay.
Any more callers?
Yes, I do. I got one caller. You're on the air. 111, you're on the air. Okay. Goodbye. And goodbye to you too, sir. Okay. Well, that was interesting. Okay. We had a bunch of BS calls. Okay. Well, Pastor, anyway, it looks like Uncle T is totally chicken shit.
Well, you know what? You know, it's what I expected of him, man, because I was a fan of his for a long time. I listened to his show over the summer, even into the fall. But then he turned his back on his fans, man, for many, many weeks. He became this chicken shit that would not do a show. And it really pissed me off, and I stopped listening to him back in, like, July, man, when he chicken shitted out for, like, 8 weeks. But let me say this, man.
I think it was actually longer than 8 weeks.
Yeah, it might have been 12 or even 16 weeks, man. I could be wrong about that. That's correct. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. But let me say this, man. I want to thank you, Pastor Ken, for letting me be on your show. I want to thank Pastor Kent, who has made me the co-host of the show, gave me his password and his ID to log on Friday night, and I'm going to be the host of Pastor Kent's show this coming Sunday night. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping to bring on my brothers from the Huntsville Hollow show. Most of them have COVID. One of them right now is in the hospital fighting for his life on a ventilator, man. It makes me very sad.
Well, I'll pray for him. I'll pray for him.
Well, I've been praying for him every day, man. He's been on it's been going on since Saturday, man, and it's a horrible thing. But you know what? It's Christmas season, and I'll be on your show again tomorrow, Pastor Kent, if you're doing the show. And Friday night, Pastor Kent's show will come back on with me as his co-host on a Sunday night. Keep in mind, on Sunday night, which is Christmas night, I will be hosting Pastor Kent's show, so don't miss it, man. It'll be 6 p.m. Christmas night, and I hope all of you
are
joining us for that. And Pastor Ken, I need you as a friend to make up with Pastor Kent. And join us.
Oh, we're not in bad standings with each other. We like each other.
Well, you need to call into a show, man. This coming Christmas night, it's going to be a big show.
Okay, I'll call in. But that's 6 p.m. Eastern, right? It'd be 5 p.m. my time.
That's correct. And you know what? If you come on the show, it's going to be a two-hour show, man. So it'll be on until 7 p.m. your time. Okay, and I'm going to be hosting the show. So if you call in, I will bring you on as part of my show.
Okay, look for a 210 number. Look for a 210 number.
210. I'm going to write that down right now, man. 210. Be on the show Sunday night, Christmas night. We got a great show going on. I'm hoping my friends from the Huntsville Hollow show will join us. It does not look good. At this point, most of them have COVID, and again, I have COVID, but I have a light version of COVID because I've had two shots of Pfizer, and I've had three booster shots of Pfizer. So I got COVID, but it's not that bad for my age.
Yeah, you took a test and tested positive. I did the same thing, and I had no symptoms whatsoever. Because I've been boosted as well.
Well, I had some symptoms, man. I lost my sense of smell for a couple of days.
Oh, wow.
And then I started coughing. And I said, what the fuck is going on, man? But,
yeah.
You know, I went to the doctor and I found out I had COVID, but it's all good, man.
Well, I'll keep you in my prayers there, Pastor Leroy.
Well,
it doesn't get any worse.
No, I'm going to get through this. But again, for people who are just joining us now, earlier tonight, man, I told you what happened in my church. Benjamin Fontaine took over as the owner of my church. If you listen to the first 30 minutes of this show, I'm not going to go through it again, man. But I hope that you will pray for me and pray for my parishioners my pastors who were not let go when Benjamin Buford Fontaine took over. And I pray that Pastor Ken and Tony S. will help me to defeat this terrible person. Pastor Ken said he stole me earlier. He was a terrible person. He hasn't shown that to me yet, but I don't know.
Well, like I said, I will definitely do what I can do on my end down here, okay, to help you in any way I can.
Yeah, I love you, Pastor Ken. And Pastor Kent, if you're listening, I don't think he is because I think he went to sleep like 3 hours ago. But if you're listening, God bless you. And God bless Tony F. And if you're doing a show tomorrow night, Pastor Ken, I will be here.
Okay, I'm going to do a show tomorrow night. I'll be looking forward to you on the show with me. Okay, we got a couple callers here from 111. Oh, we got one now, one dropped. Let me take a caller and see what we got. 111, you're on the air.
Definitely a good show tonight. This is Morgan Freeman.
Well, hey, Morgan, thank you for calling back in again.
Just for the callers that were calling and trolling, hope that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, me too. We only got a couple more minutes before, and the show ends. Let me take another 111 caller and see what we have. Okay, 111. You're on your air.
Oh.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, anyway, Pastor Levi, you want to give us a closing prayer?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to come up with one here, man. Just give me a second. I didn't expect to do this, so just let me bring out my files here, man. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Hang on a second, man. Let me bring it up here.
That's
to do it. You know, I think tonight, who is that? Who's that in the background, man?
That's Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. You know what?
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman, I love you, man. If that is truly you. You are my hero. I'm going to do a quick prayer.
I love
you. And
I'd
like Morgan Freeman to lead us out. Lord, look upon my eyes with mercy, man. May your healing hand rest upon me. May your life-giving powers flow into every cell of my body and into the depths of my soul, cleansing me, purifying me, and restoring me to the wholeness and strength for the service in your kingdom. Amen. Morgan, bring us
down,
Morgan.
Amen.
I love you, man. I love you.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Who should ever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If you have not received Christ in your heart, what are you waiting for? It's actually free. Free, no price. Please get saved and be saved. Amen.
Amen. Yes, get saved tonight. If you're out there, there's no better time than the present. Amen. Accept
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ into your life. Okay? That's all you have to do. It's very simple. Just say, Lord, I want you in my life. I need you in my life. You are the best for my soul, and I believe that you died on the cross, okay, and that you were raised from the dead on the third day. Amen. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior this day forward. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, guys, I'm going to say goodnight tonight. Thank you very much, Morgan Freeman, for calling in. Thank you, Pastor Leroy, for calling in. I want to give another shout-out to Johnny Longfather, DC2, Cobra Jeff, one from Alabama, okay, Tony Farrar, okay, only even Tony Talk himself, okay, give him a shout out, and God bless everybody. See you tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.